This is Andy Thomas from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we discover what it means to be a wholehearted man. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
So, they're calling it the Great Reset. They're calling it the Great Reset. They're calling it intentional. They're calling it the government trying to destroy America. Now, do you have a hard time with that? Because I do. I'm a citizen of this country. I love my Savior. I love my country, obviously, in that order. And I'm a citizen of heaven first. And we all know that that's the kingdom that we should be most concerned about. But we are citizens, and God's given us a citizenship on this earth to be good stewards, to vote, and to speak out, and to have shows like this where we have conversation. And we have people we disagree with on frequently. And I'm Stu Epperson, and I'm glad you are here with us on Truth Talk Live. And we got a hot one today because we have one of those people on the show today that believes that our government is intentionally trying to hurt us. And so he says he has evidence, and he's a pretty well educated, far better educated than me, but you are going to help me take him on today, agree or disagree. But first, I got to give a shout out to my man, Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, Genesis chapter 6. Noah, thanks for hooking me up with that delicious meal today at lunch. God bless you. I promised him a shout out. He's listening on the new 97.7 FM in Greensboro. Shout out to Noah and to my man, Bryce Johnson. He's a big time radio host, podcaster, unpacking it, sportscaster, man of God, and he is listening to Truth Talk Live right now for just a second. He's pulled his way self away from the masters. This, I admire him. He just texted me. He says, I'm tuned in. I know it won't be long, but Bryce, God bless you, man. Good to have you listening to the new 105.7 FM, 98.5 FM on the lake in Charlotte, North Carolina, bringing the King's message to the Queen City. Today, we're talking to a man running for Senate in the great state of Virginia. He's a prolific author. He is a lawyer. He's a constitutional lawyer. So the last person on earth, I would think, would come up with all this stuff about the government designing the illegal immigration, the government designing all this legislation to sink the American economy, the government designing all this stuff to make gas prices go up and to buy oil from the terror states. I would think that this would be the last person on earth, an educated man, a man who knows the Constitution, a man who loves his country, to say that. But let me bring him on right now. Jonathan Eward, thanks for coming on, braving the airwaves of Truth Talk Live. Good to hear your voice, sir.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Stu.
So you just, am I putting words in your mouth, or do you really believe, as you said to me earlier, as we're getting ready for this show, that you believe our government is the government we pay taxes to, that enforces the speed limit, you believe they are setting this country up? This is all that we're seeing, the unraveling of America. You believe that is by design?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, you don't leave the borders open and allow sex traffickers, drug traffickers, MS-13, 18th Street, gang members, terrorists, agents of foreign powers, people who want to come into this country and create a Muslim Brotherhood that will destroy the nation and create a whole theocracy instead of a republic, or a communist state instead of a republic. You don't open your doors to your enemies and let them come in and ravage your country unless you are aiding and abetting those enemies and want to destroy your country.
Okay. And according to one news source, we have, and these are some pretty high order, statements. And so we're going to ask you for some numbers and some substantiation of this, and to back this up, and I'm sure you will. We're going to talk to you about this. You're going to be on the show as long as you can today. And the number, if you disagree or agree, I don't know that many will agree, but if you want to call in, the toll-free number nationwide on Truth Talk Live is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. One news source reported there are 40,000 illegal immigrants from China, Chinese immigrants that are male, they're military age, and they're healthy. And so, for example, Jonathan Ebord, is that true? And why would China be sending 40,000 of their citizens over here who are perfectly healthy, walking right in?
Well, 40,000 is the number of those that they can reasonably identify as having come in. But they also suspect strongly that there are substantially more that have come in. And this is an example of Xi Jinping and the CCP taking advantage of the open borders. I mean, only an idiot who's an enemy would not take advantage of a statement by the United States that its borders are open, which is what this administration is telling the world. Not only that, this administration is giving an economic incentive for them to send people over, because anybody who seeks asylum and comes into the United States is given welfare, food stamps, they're given a free cell phone, they're given a tax identification number, they're allowed to identify where they want to go in the United States, and then through non-governmental organizations, their tickets are paid, and those non-governmental organizations are fully funded by the federal government. So this is a planned destruction of the United States, and it is very clear.
Okay,
very
now,
clear
now,
to anyone with eyes.
Okay, now, St. Nick is watching me, because I'm literally sticking my fingers here trying to get the wax out of my ears to make sure I didn't misunderstand Jonathan Ebord. Are you saying, sir, that our government is financially incentivizing people to come on? You got to be kidding me. They're compensating, giving stuff to these people that are coming in illegally?
You bet. I was at the border in October. I was at the border wall talking to a person from Ecuador, and he had a full understanding of what was coming. I said, why do you not seek asylum in the U.S. Embassy in your country of origin? Why do you come all the way here to get in? He said, it's far less paperwork, and I'm assured of getting in. I can get in here. And then he said, I know what's going to happen. And he said, they're going to give us welfare. They're going to give us food stamps. They're going to give us cash. He knew he was going to get upwards of $600, $700 for his family. Or even if you have a family of four, upwards of $3,000. They give him tax identification cards. They can go in and get a driver's license anywhere they go. They give them the free cell phone. They give them access to government-subsidized education, and on and on and on. And then they don't even have to pay for their trips into the United States, because the federal government's funding the non-governmental organizations that buy their tickets. So this whole thing is a planned destruction. This is inviting anyone in, and we're even paying for them. Oh. They're even paying MS-13 to be transported where they want to go to commit crimes in the
Okay,
United
now
States.
Hold on. You're saying a lot. I'm going to take some calls at 866-34-TRUTH, and we're going to ask the big, fat question, elephant in the room. Why, if this is true, would our government do that? Or is this just one big, fat conspiracy? We'll take your calls. More with Jonathan Ebord coming up next. Hang on.
You're listening to The Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Okay, there are people out there like Charlie Kirk, like my friend Jason Jones, who just wrote a book about this, calling this the Great Reset, like our government intentionally trying to mess up, centrifuge, trying to cannibalize its own people, trying to destroy us by opening the border, by driving these interest rates up, by, you know, depleting the economy. And so I found a guest who believes this is so, and he speaks about it. As he's out and about talking to Americans, he's been to the wall. He's written books. He's authored books. He's spoken all over the country. And he has is an attorney, well-versed. And so I'm asking the question, is this just a bunch of conspiracy hype? Are these political talking points that he's just taking from Fox News and other places? Or is this something that we should be concerned about? The tough questions here on Truth Talk Live, and we're taking your calls. 866-348-7884. Is our government intentionally trying to destroy America? And what does a believer do? Well, maybe you're thinking, well, believers should do a show on this. Don't talk about politics, Stu. Don't talk about politics. Well, you know, Pastor, when they open a strip club right next to your church and the zoning allows it, and they put a pornographic bookstore right across the street from your church, and they put the graphic pictures on their big jumbotron right across the street, you might get involved in politics. You might pick up the phone and call your county commissioner. Of course, you want to be salt and light. Of course, you want to lead everyone to Christ. But this is, we have a country where we're free to discuss these things. We don't do it angrily. We're not mad at people. We're not fomenting vitriol here, but we're talking about it. 866-348-7884. Jonathan Emord, attorney. He's a lawyer. He's an author, a family man. He loves America. But Jonathan Emord, these are some pretty high attacks. And the question I ask you is, so you say the government is has literally paying these people to come over. You said it was some substantiated information. The NGOs, which are non-governmental entities funded by the government, funded by George Soros and others, you're saying that they are giving people a plan. There's 40,000 now plus Chinese illegals here that are military-aged men. There are 12 or so thousand coming in daily. Well, let me ask you, why would our government do that? Why would they want to bring all these people in, Jonathan Emord? Please answer the elephant in the room question.
Well, it's really very, very much the George Soros plan for America. Soros wanted to have a global authoritarian government that would control the world, and he viewed the United States as the principal obstacle to creation of that. And so he called for all of this. He called for open borders. He called for defunding the police. He called for destruction of the American economic system by having no police protection and by having anti-incarceration prosecutors. He's funding it presently. There is a whole network of individuals dedicated to this end. They could not reduce the United States and enable it to be subjugated and have all of us become slaves to a communist state if they didn't first break the back of the will of the American people and the economy. So what they're trying to do is to, as Rahm Emanuel said, never let a crisis go to waste. Turn it into an opportunity to engender fear. Remove protection from your communities so that you're subject to crime and become fearful. Destroy the economy, impoverish people so you become anxious to be government dependents. All of this leads to what Chuck Schumer calls transformational change, changing the United States from a constitutional republic into a communist dictatorship. That's what they're doing.
Wow. Okay, those are some strong words, and anyone care to disagree? I'm sure the lines are going to load up, and there may be some I hope you're thick-skinned, Mr. Emord, because there may be some Truth Talk Live listeners that take issue with what you're saying, okay? But let's see. Let's put it out there. Let's talk to Jerry, Advance, North Carolina, listening to us on 97.7 FM, AM 830. Jerry, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Jump on in here.
Have to agree completely with the gentleman you have on with you. It's pretty obvious, just as he's given examples of what this Biden administration is doing to the country. Beyond that, we have a $34 trillion debt right now. Where Biden has added, I guess, about $6 trillion at this point, and he's adding by the day even more. And that's destroying this country because we're becoming a debtor state. And frankly, servicing our debt is soon going to be, if not already, as expensive to us on an annual basis as what we spend on defense, which is over $700 billion in this nation. That's where we are right now on just servicing the debt. People think that this debt, no big deal, it's not going to affect me. It's going to be my grandchildren that have to pay it off, and then they won't. But unfortunately, there's a servicing of the debt or the interest that the debt has, and that debt's going to be costing everybody in this country $700 billion plus and growing, and soon it'll be $1 trillion.
Oh, my.
With what we're adding in the way of debt. So what the gentleman's saying is absolutely true.
Okay, now, hold on, Jerry. Now, Jonathan, what about, now, we can't just let these things fly out there, and I'm kind of aghast here, and Nick can see my expression, that the first caller of the show today is calling to agree with our guest. I didn't expect that. What about, Jonathan, what Jerry says? I mean, with all this debt, is he all wet? What say you, Mr. Emord?
No, he's absolutely right. And we are in a situation where about every 90 days we add $1 trillion to the national debt. He's right. We have a $34-plus trillion national debt, which creates this interest load on the American people that really does threaten the solvency of our whole country at some point. Creditor nations are going to doubt our ability to pay. They have that raising that budding issue right now. We've even had our credit rating internationally reduced. and we will be replaced as the reserve currency of the world.
Oh my.
Unless this is changed. And what that means is that once we are no longer the source, the dollar is no longer what people want to have as their primary currency in the world. Instead, they choose the Chinese renminbi or something. They will end up, that effect will be enormous on us, on the interest that is charged for money, for dollars.
Well, now, someone said that a lot of this money, someone said a lot of this money, that the cost of the, I read somewhere, the cost of one illegal immigrant or the cost of the daily cost of something is up in the millions. Come on. Surely it's not. Surely they're not spending that kind of money and giving cell phones and giving free health care, free education and free food and free lodging to all these immigrants with tens of thousands of veterans that are homeless right now. Surely that's not happening, Jonathan E. Mord.
Well, yes, it is. And I talked to the CBP chief in October when I was at the border, and I said, can you give me some kind of an estimate of what all this welfare, food stamps, free transportation, and subsidized education and cash that they're giving these people as an incentive to come into this nation, how much that's costing when you realize that really there's some 20 to 30 million illegal aliens in the United States, probably more than that, but that's a conservative estimate. And he said it's about $1 million a person a year.
Oh, my
soul. He said it's about $100,000 to $1 million, depending on whether they get a job. But we have some 65% of them who are unemployed and just staying on welfare.
You can't run a business like that. How do they expect to run a country? But is this intentional? If so, why? Ask that question all along of our special guest. The number is 866-34-TRUTH. We got Jamal hanging on. Jamal, you're up next with your question or comment for our guest. Do you agree that our country, our government is trying intentionally to do this? Or do you think this is conspiracy? What do you say for our guest? We got a truth line open, 866-348-7884. More Truth Talk Live coming right up. Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Truth Talk Live, Stu Epperson here. Thanks for tuning in all over the place. We got callers in from all over. We might have one truth line open, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. The Great Reset, which is what many conservatives are calling this, is it conspiracy, hyperbole, or is it actually true? And our guest says it's true. His name is Jonathan E. Mord. He's an attorney and author. He speaks all over the country. He's running for public office. So he didn't wake up yesterday, and he really believes our government has designed the border crisis and everything else. And Jonathan E. Mord, I mean, I take umbrage with what you're saying. I mean, if I turn on the mainstream media, the CNN, MSNBC, where a lot of folks get their news, NBC, ABC, CBS, they say that people like you are just angry and you're mad at Joe Biden and you're just spouting the conservative talking points and you don't have any compassion on these sweet, poor people coming in the border. I mean, where's the love, sir? Come on.
Well, if you really love them, you wouldn't want to exploit them. And what they're doing, what this administration is doing, is enabling the cartels, criminal terrorist organizations, to determine who comes into this country. And all along the way, those who just want a job here are being exploited by the cartels. In fact, when I was on the border in October, they showed me where two individuals who wouldn't produce the money demanded by the cartels, because each person's paying between $15,000 and $30,000 if they're not agents of the cartels or a foreign power. They're paying $15,000 to $30,000 to the cartels per person. And when they don't have enough money or they're short of money, they kill them. And so there were two individuals that were shot on American territory crossing from Mexico that the CBP chief mentioned to me. And they were shot by the cartels because they did not have enough money to pay them what they demanded.
Oh, my.
This is a criminal. We are enabling the largest criminal terrorist organization in the Western Hemisphere, the cartels, to operate not only in Mexico but in this country, and they're exploiting everyone who comes across other than those that are agents of foreign powers or are working for the cartels themselves.
Good gracious. Well, I know you've mentioned the fentanyl. Everyone knows about that, and I know you, and of course no one's reporting this on those mainstream media channels, sadly. I just you don't get it. But then you also talked about this huge escalation of human trafficking, sexual exploitation, little children that they're finding. And yet, you know, our government used to arrest drug dealers, but now the drug dealers are working as our government's travel agents. Is he all wet, Jamal, our next caller, or is Jonathan Emord, our guest, all wet, Jamal, or is this whole thing a conspiracy? Is he just trying to get votes, or is this really going on, sir? What say you? Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
As always, Stu, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call. And Mr. Emord, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. And I hope you do get votes. But that being said, Mr. Emord is exactly right. And I'm glad that he's given us all this information. I'm glad you're talking about it. I'm glad your listeners are hearing this information. I would also suggest that they play the podcast over again, take notes, because they should not forget anything that's going on. And I want to add on a few of my notes as well. So when you had the Biden administration come in, and I'll try to be quick, Stu, forgive me. So when you have the Biden administration come in and say, you know what? We don't like the way that the courts voted. Even though they are the Supreme Court, we want to pack the Supreme Court. We want to overload them with our guys so that our guys can overrule them. That's also constitutional. And as far as the Constitution goes, the Constitution is not concrete. As our mutual friend Caleb Idley would say, he would agree with this as well. It is one of our foundational parts to our country, but that Constitution can be amended. So if you get enough votes to make an amendment to the Constitution, that can be changed. So if you don't like how it says the Second Amendment, that can be changed. You don't like the freedom of speech, that can be changed. That might shock some people, but look that up. That is absolutely true. And then when you have this effort that says we're going to defund the police and police morale is down, and you have a police precinct that says we are so down and we're so low on resources, we're going to shut down between the hours of 10 o'clock at night to 3 o'clock in the morning. You have no police service. That's just the beginning. Then you have, this is my final point, I get off of this. Then you have with the border, all those people coming over, not vaccinated, not getting vetted and all that. Then you have the sanctuary cities that say, hey, we can't handle all this influx of people. Now we have all these medical issues, tuberculosis and everything else going through the roof because you guys are not being checked. So, yes, from your police and Tlaib was not denounced. She did not denounce people for saying death to America in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah, and this just happened yesterday. For those of you just tuned in, a huge mass of people are yelling death to America in America in Dearborn, Michigan, and they tried to ask the reporter about it, and Jonathan Emord, the reporter, didn't want to even listen to that, and she's in denial. But let's ask about – we got to – Jamal, thanks for your call. You threw a lot out there. You need to host a show like this. Sure. Jonathan, God bless you, Jamal. What do you say to Jamal, about this defund the cops? I mean, is this another guy just calling in, spouting off conservative talking points, playing politics, Jonathan, or is what he's saying legit about trying to change the courts and trying to empower the criminals as opposed to help protect the people?
No, he's right on. I mean, this is our situation. It's further evidence of a planned destruction of our justice system and of our whole country. And people have got to wake up and realize that if we don't fundamentally change the direction of our country by voting in mass, every single person, if you've been a Republican and you're registered to vote, you never voted before, or you voted in the past but haven't voted now, get out there and vote. If you've never voted before and you do it because you say, hey, look, I'm so disgusted with politics and government, I'm going to keep my head out of that, you got to get your head in it. And the reason is that we're going to lose our country, and this is it. This election is it. It's going to determine our fate and our children's fate.
Okay.
This more than any other time, people have to get out. They've got to vote. I know there's corruption in the election system, but if we vote in mass and stand up for our country, we'll save it.
And I've heard some estimates that 40% of believers didn't even vote in the last election. They got demotivated.
Right.
They watched the news too much. I'm not going to make it matter, but every vote counts. But as a steward, believers, we are called to vote. But what about our guests? Are these guys going too far? Is this just a bunch of hyped up hyperbole, or is this really what's happening in America? Our guest says yes. He's giving some hard facts. And if you have an argument, if you disagree, then please let me know. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center is I just got an email from them. They're calling people like you members of hate groups because you don't want men competing in women's sports, this whole trans thing. If you're against that, you're a hate group. You know, I mean, this is kind of what's happening on the morality side. And so, you know, what about all that stuff? 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Tom, listening in Springfield, Ohio, 106.5 FM in the Buckeye State. Tom, you're on Truth Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call. If you look chronologically at the events at the end of 2019, the BLM movement began to destroy the large cities socially and physically. Then the defund the police was at the same time. Then when Biden came in, the borders were open, letting in all the criminals possible, the cartels, the drugs, child slavery. In other words, the quickest way to destroy our city is to do exactly what Biden has done. Then when the police force is low enough that they can't handle the social destruction across the country, the government will step in with a national police force. And if you remember Germany, that's exactly what happened.
Where it's nationalized, so Jonathan, what about what Mike says? I mean, at what point, if there's 8,000 to 10,000, 12,000 coming in every day illegally, and some of those are good folks, but they're coming in, the cartel is curating, they're being curated by Soros's group, they're being curated, you know, they're recruiting Venezuela. I just read they're allowing criminals out of jail to come into America. I just read another news report from that. Jonathan Emord, how sustainable is this going to be for law enforcement, where they have to declare a state of what do they call it, a national state where they literally can seize everything and take over?
Yeah, martial law.
Martial law.
Well,
that's
the word I was looking for. What's coming is exactly what your listener said. I mean, this is the build up to the destruction of our society, which is then followed by this totalitarian governance.
And then we'll see how well communism works. We'll see how well socialism works, because really that's the way to love your neighbor is have a socialistic state and put the government in complete control. Right, Jonathan Emord? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. And we've got to stop it. I mean, we have the ability to stop it this election. Imagine if we don't. Imagine another 4 years of this. Imagine another 6 years of this if we have the Senate in Democrat hands. The Democrat Party has sold its soul to this agenda of destruction. They're all for these elements. And as a result, they are fostering the quote-unquote, as Chuck Schumer says, transformational change of America from a constitutional republic into an authoritarian or communist state.
Yeah.
So we have got to rise and act against it.
So that's okay, so he's saying we'll lose it if we don't do it. Is he going too far with all this, friends? Love to hear from you. 866-348-7884. We haven't had one caller yet disagree. The heart of this question is, why would these folks, and these are some nice, seemingly well-meaning people in office, why would they want all of this? What's at the heart of driving this? If this is all true, we'll take more calls after this on Truth Talk Live. 866-34-TRUTH. Hang on.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
If you're like me, you're thinking, if this stuff is true, it's scary. You think I enjoy doing a show like this? You think I even want to talk about this? And then I'm thinking, you know, when a whole bunch of people are there at your backyard, What do you do? And what if they're criminals? What if you have a family member in New York City who says, "Hey, a sweet little girl got punched in the face today," and the person's already out. You know, like they booked him and they let him go, and someone pushed someone into a subway. This is happening. Crime is up. It's scary. How do you make sense of it? How do you respond to it? And is it the scariest thing? Is this an intentional move of our government? And our guest all hour long has contended not one person has bested him with honest rhetoric and numbers. His name is Jonathan Emord. He has contended that our country has designed this onslaught of socialism and open borders and crime, and even funded people to come over here, flying people. They're flying people over here in airplanes, people who are illegal, who don't have passports, who have not gone through what our forebears went through to come through Ellis Island and all that. Is that what you're saying?
They have non-governmental organizations that are federally funded on the other side of the border telling these people who are coming what they need to do to seek asylum and telling them what they can expect. On the American side, they're shipping them from the border to these human processing centers where they're signing them up for welfare, food stamps, giving them cash, giving them tax identification numbers, and getting them through other non-governmental organizations tickets to fly or to go by bus or train wherever they want to go. And this is obviously an effort to induce illegal entry into the United States. They're not doing anything to dissuade it. They're not arresting people and kicking them out. They're giving them money and letting them come in and giving them welfare and giving them tax ID numbers. So they're teaching them that you can live in this country and not be loyal to the country. You can live in this country and you don't have to pledge allegiance to the United States. You don't have to be willing to serve the country. If it goes into war, you don't have to be willing to work. You don't even have to be willing to abide by the laws. They, in fact, are inviting you to be lawless or illegal in our country.
Yeah.
And this is the ruination of the nation. It destroys the rule of law. It not only offends the citizens of this country by posing the threat to them, it also threatens those who came here legally from other countries.
Okay, and we want to ask you first, you've laid out some pretty rough stuff. We're going to ask you to give us some points of action as we wrap up the show today. We still have some time for some calls. The number, if you want to jump in, we have time for a few more calls. We have a line open. A truth line is open currently, may fill up, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Jonathan E. Mort is running for office, Senate in Virginia. He believes that the government has designed all this, and he's heartbroken, as you can hear. He's argued some big cases. He's a lawyer. He's an author. And he's, you know, what's his axe to grind? You know, maybe we'll ask him that, too. But I want to hear from you if you agree or disagree. Kind of go quick as we are winding down the show here. 866-348-7884. Let's go to Clay listening to us in Raleigh, North Carolina on the 105.7 FM. Clay, go quick. You're on Truth Talk Live.
Brother Stu, it's grateful to talk to you, man. God bless you, and thanks for taking the call. I just want to say, you know, I'm not going to disagree with anything. I think it's just really disappointing and disheartening that you have the dummy cats. That's what I call them. I'm not a political person. I've shared that with you before, and I'll say it again. But here's the thing. Sleepy Joe is not the only person involved in this. The person that used to be president before Trump is also involved in this, and you can see that it's having a major effect on the overall situation. I just would like to see the correct thing done where you're going away from the Constitution, and there's more to come like this. You're going to see this United States of America in a way driven in the ground if it's not already happening because of what they're doing, what they believe in. I'm not a hater, I'm a lover, but I just don't care for what they're bringing legal people in here, giving them money, giving them a nice place to stay, giving them a fully loaded card, and then you want to do all this other stuff. You know, it's just so much going on, and I just want to give thanks to you and Mr. Jonathan. Just give thanks to the Lord for y'all. For, you know, I truly believe in my heart that God the Father is getting ready to send his son back, and we're all going to be going to heaven. And those that are doing what they're doing, they can just watch us and do whatever.
Okay, Clay, thanks for your call, man. Good to hear from you. He agrees. Everyone's agree with our guest. Let's see what Mike says. Dayton, Ohio, 106.5 FM. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and appreciate your show. And I'm glad you're saying stuff. I think we need to put on the full armor of God and then pray and understand what the wiles of the devil's doing against our freedom. We need to do everything we can as a Christian and use our talents. And David and the Goliath, you know, he just had a sling and some rocks, and he slayed slayed Goliath. We need to use our talents and be bold Christians in America and understand that we're battling the devil, and we need to be able to you know, put on and explain to people that there's two way, there's one way to go to either heaven or hell, and which way are we going? And which way do our country needs to go?
Yeah.
Now, what we need to understand, you know, we need to, you know, use our talents and defeat the devil.
Oh, yeah. No, Jonathan Moore, this is a different kind of show. You know, this is a Christian talk show. Mike, thank you so much for your call and your kind words. Thank you. God bless you. Jonathan Moore, this is a Christian faith-based show. We're not here to stump on politics and endorse candidates, and we don't slam Republicans or Democrats, but we know there's enough corruption going around with both parties. But what about what he said? I mean, should Christians just kind of sit in the pew, read their Bible, and not get involved in the process? Or should Christians actually vote and get involved and speak up in a kind way? What do you think? Or should they just kind of stay in their little faith lane and let everything happen like it's happening?
Well, there has to be a great awakening in this country, and Christians need to lead and not follow. They need to lead in that great awakening. They need to stand up for righteousness' sake, and they need to ensure that evil is vanquished. They can't just condone evil by inaction, which is what it is. Inaction condones evil. It allows it to spread. If you really have no room to complain if you are doing nothing against the evils that are afoot. If you act, however, and if you do so in righteousness and in line with the scriptures, you are doing your duty as a Christian. The Lord didn't come to this earth to see us all become victims of Satan and not follow his teachings. He expected us to follow his teachings. When you see evil things happening that exploit people and destroy individuals and ruin the innocent and take advantage of the greatness of this country being itself, I believe, divinely inspired, created as a city upon a hill, a beacon of light for a world in darkness, drawing upon Jonathan Winthrop, who drew upon the scriptures. This whole idea of a nation in which the individual would be sovereign is respectful of free agency, which the Lord imparts to us at birth. And the nation itself is predicated on the idea that our rights come from God. And so it is, we must, as Christians, rise in defense of the only God-based country in the world. I mean, this country is based on this whole Judeo-Christian foundation.
And the
nowhere else to go.
And the Constitution. Yeah, and by the way, the beauty of Christian liberty in America is it's a free country for Muslims and any kind of religion to come and worship. It's free speech. We can have shows like this with people that disagree with each other, but communism and socialism censors that. It cancels that. That's why all this cancel culture. So I definitely agree with you on that. We got time for one more caller. Let's go to Teresa. Teresa, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu, our special guest Jonathan Emord, author, lawyer, and a very concerned citizen. And go ahead, Teresa.
Well, I agree with Jonathan 100%. You're not going to see what he is talking about on MSNBC, CNN, and not even on Fox. I have found that the only true news station that I have found what is being said and being told is Newsmax.
Yeah.
And
by the way, there's another one. There's another one called the Salem News Channel. Download that on your phone. That's my I'm on the board. That's a great company. My dad and uncle started. They have an awesome news channel, the Salem News Channel. It's an app, and you can listen to people like Dennis Prager and you know on there. So get some good conservative.
Yeah. But, Mr. Prager is a wonderful.
Well, he's on there. You should download that, and of course, keep it tuned to the Truth Network. We're trying to take this to a faith angle, and you know, Teresa, I've said this all along on this show. Less than 10% of born-again Christians are sharing their faith and going on missions trips. Less than 10% of born-again Christians are giving 10% to their church. We're lazy in our giving. We're lazy in our evangelism. The church is becoming more like the world. And so God has said, okay, I'm going to give you corrupt leadership in your country, and they're going to allow the mission field to come to you. So we need to lead these people to Jesus that are coming in. We need to reach out to them. I love how Franklin Graham is going to the border and holding these big evangelistic crusades, and folks are getting saved, and we need to lead the drug dealer to Christ. But at the same time, we also can exercise our citizenship. We have given a stewardship of our vote. And Jonathan Emord, Christians can vote, and they can say, I'm not voting for the person because really both all the candidates typically are corrupt, but you got to vote, I guess, for policy and for a party that doesn't want to kill our young and that doesn't want to destroy, you know, any kind of values that are left in this country. Would you agree with that?
I do, and my point on that is we stand on the Word of God first. As a Christian person, don't vote for someone because, oh, everybody likes them or I like them, their personality. Go to their platform.
Yep.
See what they stand
That's
for.
It. Go, yeah, do some homework. We got to go, Teresa. God bless you. Thank you for your call. Jonathan Emore, your website for folks to learn more, read your articles, read your blog, and hear more about you.
EmoreForVA.com.
Okay, EmoreForVA.com. Hey, God bless you, Jonathan. Thanks for being on today. Thanks for stirring us up, man.
Truth Talk Live.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.